WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Virginia's major party candidates for governor have their final debate before November's election. A study identifies the demographics of the white supremacists, mostly men, who flocked to Charlottesville for their hate-filled rally in August. And ESPN's College Game Day returns to Harrisonburg and JMU this week. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 10th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Virginia's two major party candidates made their closing arguments last night in southwestern Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The third and final debate between Democrat Ralph Northam and Republican Ed Gillespie took place in Wise County, where the candidates were asked about what can be done to keep millennials in rural Virginia. Gillespie took the opportunity to return to a theme of his campaign, attacking Northam for a lack of attendance. In this case, it was Northam's role as a board member of the Center for Rural Virginia.
Sadly, he did not attend a single one of those meetings during his time as lieutenant governor, did not show up. I will make it a priority.
Northam shot back that he served as an Army doctor during Desert Storm and then as a state senator. As lieutenant governor, he said he did not miss 1 minute of presiding over the state Senate.
I guess while I've been showing up and serving the Commonwealth of Virginia, you've been a K Street lobbyist in Washington. So the only time you have showed up is when you get paid.
When given an opportunity to ask each other questions, Gillespie asked Northam about sanctuary cities. The lieutenant governor responded that sanctuary cities don't really exist in Virginia, so it's not really a problem. Northam asked Gillespie about bump stocks, those modifications that can transform firearms into automatic weapons. Gillespie said he would support a ban. I'm Michael Pope.
A study has found that the August 12th white supremacist rally that turned deadly in Charlottesville drew participants from at least 35 states. The New York-based Anti-Defamation League published its study on Sunday. The league said it was able to identify about 200 of the participants who descended on Charlottesville in August. The rally drew a massive counter-protest. Heather Heyer, a counter-protester, was killed when she was hit by a car in a domestic terrorist attack. The analysis found that most participants came from the eastern U.S., but some came from as far as Alaska and Washington State. The study also found that 93% of the 200 identified participants were men and that the Charlottesville rally drew five times as many people as any other white supremacist or nationalist rally in the last decade. Meanwhile, police in Charlottesville have issued a warrant charging a man beaten at that rally in August for an alleged assault during the confrontation. Police said in a news release Monday night that the warrant was issued for 20-year-old DeAndre Harris, who is black, was seen bloodied in viral photos and a video after being attacked during the rally. The victim of the alleged assault by Harris told the magistrate's office, which then contacted police, who verified facts and issued the warrant for unlawful wounding. Harris is not yet in custody. Two men were charged with malicious wounding in September in the attack against Harris. Both are being held without bond. The Charlottesville Police Department refused to identify the alleged victim of Harris or provide any other details. ESPN's College Game Day is returning to James Madison University for the second time since 2015. The Saturday morning football show will broadcast from Harrisonburg this week before the Dukes play Villanova. The Dukes have won 17 consecutive games. Villanova is ranked number 12. The show first visited Harrisonburg in 2015 for a game that JMU lost 59-49 to Richmond in front of 26,000 fans. College Game Day has been to several campuses this year, including Ohio State and Virginia Tech. JMU will become only the second non-football bowl subdivision to host the television program multiple times, joining North Dakota State. Unused land within city limits has potential, and some community organizers have begun turning one such area in Harrisonburg into a place of social and ecological restoration. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz reports.
Organizers of the proposed Blacks Run Forest Farm and Folk School say that the nearly 3.5 acres, which include Salvation Army land and two city-owned lots, will be the site of an orchard for native fruits and nuts, a forest for animal habitat and growing timber and firewood, and a place for watershed restoration, educational workshops, and community health. It's on the proposed route of the North End Greenway Bike Path and Corridor Park, nestled behind the Salvation Army Center for Worship and Service on Ashby Avenue.
It would be several different kinds of parks all together, along with alternative transportation, also food and fuel and medicine and rest, and demonstrating all these different kinds of things that we can do here in the city.
Jonathan McRae is a farmer and facilitator who, with Vine and Fig, a community and nonprofit organization committed to the creation of sustainable systems in Harrisonburg, is incubating the farm for 2 years, establishing funding and program partnerships with educational and other institutions. They have already hosted one class and another is scheduled, and middle school groups have helped with reforestation and waterway repairs.
This landscape has been extremely degraded. This stream has been wounded and abused, as have the neighbors and those who live in the watershed because of the effect of these toxins that are here. And so how do we remediate the toxins that are in our soil, but also in our society and in our souls? These are all part of the same work.
Organizers are pursuing leases of nominal amounts of money for the city-owned lots in exchange for being stewards of the land. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
Finally, Virginia is looking for a developer to build a statewide charging network for electric vehicles. The state announced last week that it had issued a request for proposals for putting in the infrastructure. Governor Terry McAuliffe's office said in a news release that $14 million in funding for the effort would come from Virginia's portion of the Volkswagen settlement over that company's diesel emissions cheating scandal. Secretary of Commerce and Trade Todd Haymore said in a statement that the project is designed to jumpstart the adoption of electrical cars and generate more private investment in electric vehicle technology. Responses to the request for proposals are due November the 6th. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Tuesday.